Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We are so excited about joining you today on VFN TV and those listening by VFN Radio. Today we're going to be covering in the program, do you know tomorrow is the first or the second red moon for the four blood moons?
Yes.
That we've been, you know, talked about over time, and want to be able to prepare for that. We'll be talking about that. Also, this Ebola breakout is continuing to increase. I believe Spain is saying now that it's gone as far. They're identifying further spread of it. Two cases identified in the United States, and we just want to talk more about this and a response. Also, elections are coming up. Isn't it interesting that somebody is turning the world upside down? I mean, think about this. Mm. And we'll talk about the elections coming up November the 4th. Write it down. Please vote. Understand, if Christians take their time to pray and vote the word of God, abide with God, go to iabide.org and abide with the Lord and vote, this whole nation will turn, because there's way more of us than there are of those who don't want to be able to have a nation that's under God. And we'll be talking also about, in this first hour, if we have the time, about Iran, ISIS, Mexican gangs, the United States of America, and the great distraction. You know, what's going on here? But first, we want to be able to cover this Ebola. Ebola is just, it's horrific what's going on. But think about this. Think about this, that if, in fact, you have a cold and you wash your hands and you're mindful of you do have something for a period of time that others can get it, you can make logical steps to prevent that from actually somebody else getting a cold. And it's the same way with Ebola and the context of that, and it's tragic what's going on, and the fact that it's Liberia for America. If you learn your history about America, we're the ones that established that country. We did it because President Monroe was wanting to repatriate Africans back into Africa, but they didn't really realize that the black Americans were Americans. They weren't Africans. Wow. And they didn't want to settle. That's why it's called Monroeville. You know, the capital is called Monroeville. Wow. There. And we're all Americans here. They eventually found out, thanks to Dr. King and everybody, you know, pressing us on to what President Lincoln, you know, signed through his executive order. When you're hearing these words about executive order, thank God for that executive order called the Emancipation Proclamation. But in that, a special attention that we need to focus, the biggest country in the most powerful country in the world, the richest country in the world, the greatest medical breakthroughs in the world, and a nation that we established because of our own sin. Don't you think we should show up and immediately come there and help out in Liberia? And I would say, thank God for a Samaritan Purse. Thank God for Operation Blessing, who's bringing chlorine there to be able, because chlorine kills it instantly.
Oh, wow.
It kills it instantly. So if you don't have anything around you, dive in your swimming pool that has chlorine in it, if you have a swimming pool or a neighbor's swimming pool, but chlorine kills it. The thing about our water that we have in America, I mean, a lot of the water has chlorine in it, and it has fluoride in it and that type of thing. But other countries are not like that. But understand, you know, of our commitment. So when you're hearing Ebola, you don't want to think, you know, you never want to think as a Christian over there. You never want to think them people,
right?
Those guys,
those people, yeah.
Those people. It's the human being, the human race, and that there's suffrage there. And Jesus said, you know, when I was sick, you know, you took care of me. And right now we have a chance to make a huge effort. So if you haven't yet gone to Samaritan Purse, you haven't gone to Operation Blessing, you can find those and more at vfntv.com and click on links. And just sowing financially. You know, I mean, think about this. When you stand, I believe it's Matthew 25, when Jesus talks about it, but when you stand before the throne room of God, he's going to see that you gave financially to help with the needs of those in Liberia. Now, we did send reportedly 3,000 soldiers to Liberia, which is great, kind of, sort of, maybe. In the context of that, we need to pray for those soldiers. We need to pray for all the workers there. There's Liberians that are helping out, but there's a lot of humanitarian aid folks that are there helping out. And we need to pray protection over them. You cannot hug, shake hands, just touch anybody. These are all the different things right now, because it's only passed, reports are, by physical contact. You got to make physical contact. And this thing about America right now, there's so much virtual world. I don't think anybody could catch anything that way.
No, that's right.
People are like, yeah, I ain't touched anybody in 6 months. And then just the virtual, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a really good joke. Anyway, so
that was good.
I could tell. I could tell by the the pause and all this going on. But I just want to tell you that we need to pray. And this thing, can, just like a cold, can be stopped by making the right decisions. This can be stopped, which means another person will not get it. There are people being cured from it, but they're calling it one of the most uncurable things, I believe, that's out there. But understand, if we can prevent it, that means this next person is not going to get it. Therefore, that is stopping it from progressing. And we can take precautions, and they're setting up clinics, medical tents, and to take care of them. Children are being orphaned because the child's making it through, surviving Ebola, but their parents are not. The Liberians that are helping out with the victims of this, their families don't even, some of it's reported their families won't even let them back in their house again because everybody's fearful that they might get it. So this one man says, I just go home and they don't even open the door. They just put my food outside with a plastic bag. And this is a man who doesn't have Ebola, but they're so scared of it. And it reminds me of this, and I've talked about this before, not on VFN TV, but when you study the history of America and the bubonic plague, that's how it was during the days of the bubonic plague in America. And I believe 40 million people on the face of the earth, if not more, died on the earth. And I think in November alone, during those times, I think maybe 300,000 maybe died. But nobody trusted the postman. Everybody didn't want to be breathing on you. The bodies were, you would get infected by the bodies themselves. So your very ones that you loved, you had to immediately get them out of the house. And then they ran out of caskets. And so they just started putting the bodies on, in America now, putting the bodies on the streets because they had to separate the body who was contagious with the with this bubonic plague so that they wouldn't get it. And so what we're seeing in Liberia right now, understand that we can pray and God will hear our prayers and he'll stop it. We have to understand it's not them over there. This can happen everywhere. I mean, if you add up all the wars probably on the face of the earth, more lives have never been lost in war compared to plagues. I mean, a plague will sweep across the earth and you know, millions of people will die. And if it's the vice president, he would say billions of people would die, according to what he reported in Joplin. Yeah. But understanding that this, so it's only by the grace of God do we stand. But I think about this. I think about the words of God when he says, you know, when I send a plague, this is what the Lord says. When I send a plague amongst my people, when I send locusts, when I send a storm, I mean, this is what the word of God says. Mm. If my people who are called by my name, you say, well, how could that be? I just think about, well, think about the lineage of Jesus Christ himself. King David did something he shouldn't have done. He counted his strength, and I meant, how many times has the American church counted its strength? We counted our strength. And God said, I told you not to do it. And so he had a choice of what to choose. And he said, I want to fall into the hands of the Lord. And guess what happened when he fell into the hands of the Lord? A plague. Wow. All of a sudden, people started falling and dying. And so he cried out to God, and God stopped it. So understand that God's totally 100% in control. And if people say, well, that couldn't be, well, go back and read your insurance policy, because they charge you money every single month. And they say they will not cover acts of God. Because when God is acting on a nation, on a people, all the insurance companies in the world cannot insure that. But he just says, if this happens, we can cry out to him. and he'll answer. And we just cry out right now, Lord God, just ask you to forgive our sin, forgive my sin, forgive the sin of the nation. We forgive the sin of Liberia, Lord God, and the world and your church, God, and that you would stop this plague, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. We're going to be talking about the four blood moons. Tomorrow is the second, back from this break, we'll be talking about it, but tomorrow is the second of the four blood moons. And this is very, very important because they begin in tears, but it ends in deliverance. But we're in the midst of tears. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
Religious censorship continues to happen in high schools all across America. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son has to give a speech at graduation, president of student government. He was told specifically by the administrator that the speech has to be inspirational without religious reference.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect. The student, as the designated speaker on an objective criteria here as the president of the Student Government Association, is allowed to give the message that he wants to give, that he thinks appropriate, without censorship or government removal of religious references. It can include a religious reference, and the student government president allowed to speak is a position where he's been able to speak because of a neutral criteria. It wasn't based on religious beliefs or practices. He was the student government president, and they get to speak at the graduation. So he's really should be in good shape.
Have you been discriminated against because of your religious beliefs? Visit ACLJ.org.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking
over
there.
We got a smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh,
there.
He's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to him, giving him dreams, and it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, he will definitely, definitely speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Tomorrow, as you're listening, tomorrow is going to be the second, October the 8th, will be the second four blood moon in the four blood moons. So important. These four blood moons have only happened in record of the last 500 years. Has to do with Israel. Has to do, think about previous times, is when Israel was
King Ferdinand
was throwing the Jews out of Spain, and it begins in tears, but it ended up in
joy. And we had a nation. They came out to come to a land in America, actually funded Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
And they founded America.
Hence the purpose of America, by the way.
Right.
Secondly, it began with Germany and Hitler and all the things that were going on at the time of Four Blood Moons. But it ended up with Israel in their own land, 1948. They became a nation. And during that process, we remember that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, led us into World War II. Well, actually, he responded to World War II when Pearl Harbor hit. And but it was his vice president that would sign the paperwork for who became president for Israel.
Harry Truman.
That's exactly right. And so here we are again with the Four Blood Moons, I believe the 1967 war as well. And prior to the 1967 war, Israel had undefensible borders. There was just no way that that could happen and that they could defend themselves because it was just so small. And so when the Arab Muslims started attacking Israel, they attacked back. They took, I don't know, half the earth in the war, and they, and they kind of distributed it back out, and they kind of drew some defensible borders, and they gave land back, and that was huge. In other words, a war in the Middle East took place in that, and that's why when you heard us talking about the president is, he openly said that Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders, and we talked about that, and what was said by Chuck Pierce. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. That was so helpful. Did y'all notice that? Just see all the help they just gave me there? Chuck Pierce.
No words coming out of your mouth. It's kind of hard.
because of the fact of, because our president said that Israel needs to go back to 1967, that America's going to go back to the 60s. And that took us back to the 67. So now you're looking at, you know, you're looking at Gaza and West Bank, and if you pull those two away from Israel, you're getting back to the 1967 lines, really. But here we are, you know, in these Four Blood Moons. They began in, I don't know, May, maybe?
April.
And the first day they began, if you remember, there was Jews being killed in America at a assisted living facility that somebody went immediately and began to kill randomly, you know, some Jews. And then since then, it's just escalated where now we have ISIS. I mean, all this stuff is happening so much. Every single day you're hearing it that you're thinking that it always was, but it always wasn't. If you go back and look, it was a progression. All these things are a progression. Before the Four Blood Moons, we, you know, we were thinking about, and we'll talk about this next, that we cannot let Iran get nuclear power or nuclear weapons. And today, they totally distracted everybody from Iran, and now they have this big, huge rules for radical storm going over there in Syria and in Iraq, and nobody's even paying attention to the cook in the kitchen over in Iran that's cooking up some, you know, an atomic weapon. But what we're starting to see, of course, is Psalms 83 come into focus. But so we are, I want you to brace yourself. So what would you do? First of all, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, realize he loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He's in total control. He's just letting us peek at what he is doing and trust him through what he's doing and how he's doing it. The world's being shaken, but it's being shaken for the fact to shake things in the place that God wants it to be. And so it's not like shaking out of water. Things are just coming to its place. Isaiah says God shakes the earth to teach its inhabitants righteousness. And so when you see everything shaking, we all become conscious of God. I mean, you just become conscious of, you know, what are we doing? What's going on? All this stuff that I depended on, all the normalcy, the sane leadership and all that, that you cannot take that for granted. You cannot assume that human beings who outside of God are going to do the right thing. And so we have the Four Blood Moons. So what does the second Blood Moon represent? Well, there's going to be a broadcast by John Hagee. And you can catch it at getv.org. You can find out more about on the VFN Torch. But he's going to be talking about, he says there's a change that has happened. And I can't tell you the details about it, but you can, because it hasn't happened yet. But you can go to vfntv.com and go to the Torch, and you can find out. You can watch the live broadcast. It's getv.org, or just go to vfntv.com and go to the Torch, and we'll make sure that's available for you. But I'm telling you, this is amazing times. I want to encourage you to remember that the Four Blood Moons begin in tears, but they end in deliverance. But you're broken up through this whole thing. So people could get all excited about the deliverance. It's like, I just want to survive the deliverance. You know what I'm saying? I just want to survive this thing. I want to be faithful through this thing. You know, I want to be helpful and fruitful, you know, through what's going on. And I want to encourage you. And it makes me think about, you know, we'll be talking about Iran, ISIS, Mexico, and these gangs when we get back. Are we close to, we have time.
Yeah, we got a few minutes.
Well, I mean, you think about this. So prior to the Four Blood Moons, they were all concerned about Iran, rightfully so, getting nuclear weapons. I mean, that was a huge concern because it was a huge concern.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Arab Spring that took place. Remember the Arab Spring. Everybody was celebrating the Arab Spring. And but for some reason, the Arab Spring, the wind of America did not blow over Iran's Green Party in the Arab Spring, even though they wrote a letter to our president saying, hey, this is cool what you're doing to everybody else. Can you come help us out? And we did not respond to Iran. We didn't respond.
Well, there's some theories behind that.
Yeah, but you think about it. It's like, but what happened? Why didn't the wind blow in Iran? And since they have, and now today, look where we are today, but understand when that Arab Spring was going, then it makes me think of this. It makes me think about that now Mubarak, President Mubarak, the president of Egypt, was president of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And the Muslim Brotherhood, which means this, jihad that you're hearing today, was illegal. It was illegal to have that in Egypt. We're going to have in a future program, our next program, make sure you get it, you know, Agent Storm, who is an ISIS or Al-Qaeda fighter who got saved and renounced that you know, Islam. But he said in Syria, he said, this is amazing that this is happening in Syria because King Assad would not even let you, if you mentioned jihad in Syria, you would get arrested. Isn't it interesting that our president targeted King Assad? Okay, let's back up. Egypt, the first international speech of our president was in Egypt, Cairo, Egypt, the university, and members of the illegal, Muslim Brotherhood were invited, supposedly 8 members of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we have all that for you on the VFN Torch, but he painted a picture of Islam, and he painted a picture that, and if you paint a picture of Islam, you're really painting a picture of the caliphate. In other words, that this, you know, there could be a caliphate, a government that's ruled under Islamic law and Sharia courts and all of that. You know, look at, you know, math, algebra came from stuff like that he talked about. And from some strange reason, after he spoke there, the president that was there, Mubarak, went to jail. And the next president was Morsi, was of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mm. And so then, okay, so obviously, and jihad started, and the attack started, and the persecution of the church started there in Egypt. So then you look at Syria. Who Agent Storm, who worked with the CIA, who used to be, he was in Afghanistan. He was there during all these, well, he was wanted to go to Afghanistan, but he was in Great Britain and these different areas. And he's a Dane from Denmark. They said the happiest nation in the world. Well, it produced a jihadist who got saved because a Christian presented, we'll have that in our next program. But understand that he said this, you know, Agent Storm said this, you know, Storm is his name. His book's called Agent Storm. But in his interview, and we'll have this for you, he said that it was illegal to even mention jihad. And what you're looking at, ISIS right now, ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Khorasan, you know, Timbuktu, what do you call it? It's all the same. You know, it's the narrative change that happens in Rules for Radicals. And, but he said, just to even mention that, you couldn't even, much less do it, but mention jihad, that King Assad would have you arrested. And the reports are that King Assad's father was, he's the one that dealt with jihadists. He dealt with the Muslim Brotherhood, and he dealt harshly with them.
What about President Assad? President Assad's father was king.
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Did I mess that up?
Yeah, you're talking about King Assad. It's President Assad.
Yeah, President Assad. It's all President Assad. President Assad would have you arrested. And if you mentioned jihad, he said, And that's why he was, I was just so shocked that this would be happening in Syria, because you couldn't even say the word. But now look what's happening. They've went all the way through Syria and they're hitting the border now of Turkey. But if you back up a little bit, remember I prophetically told you what the Lord showed me in a dream. He showed me a dream. He showed me Secretary John Kerry, the time that he would be doing, and he did it on live television, and he said that, you know, we're going to bomb President Assad's capital. We're going to bomb Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, watch out, JJ. You know, Jesus and the Jews. It's not going to be good for Jews and Christians. What happens here? I said that plain as day. Despite everything that's going on, understand that when the enemy's doing stuff, no matter what's going on, the whole point is to destroy God's folks, to convert, to enslave, or to kill.
Mm.
And so he said you couldn't even mention it. But all of a sudden, you know, our country focused all of its powers. Remember, the ships were floating out there right off the coast, and Putin's going, don't you do this, and we're just going to bomb. There was a big argument.
It was a red line.
The red line. We're drawing a red line, you know.
We're drawing a red line.
We're going to arm the rebels. And what's interesting is that the rebels did get armed.
Huh.
They got armed in Iraq. It's called ISIS now. ISIS. They're like, it's like the Transformers, you know. Al-Qaeda's just like, you know, turns them from a car to a robot to ISIL to ISIS. But it's the same thing. And in regards to spiritually speaking, Ephesians 6:12, not necessarily, but it is the same, you know, Al-Qaeda aspects of it. And now the Syrian rebels, which their argument was, will they arm them? They got armed because now you have jihadists inside of Syria. And by the way, this is what jihad means. It means fighting the unbeliever. And the greatest achievement somebody who follows Islam, the teachings of Muhammad, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, their pillars of their faith, is dying in the name of jihad. That's their greatest, you know, achievement. But this Agent Storm book you can get just came out on the press. He says that it was all a lie. He found out. He read the Quran. He read the Bible. He found out the truth. It was all false. And we'll have that in our next program. But we'll talk more about this when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
People are getting saved. People are getting on fire. People are getting filled. People are coming from all around. And what you say, what? So you come to a point, this is what happens. And when you give yourself to God and you want everything that God's got, you find out there's people that don't want everything God's got. You got to say, you know what, I want God and I want Him only. If you want God too, we get along. But if you don't want God, you're not going to want me, because I want everything He has to offer. He has a promise for me. Jonathan, I'm going to be just like that kid with that father and say, you promised me the Holy Spirit. I want the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the people that rejected the Holy Spirit, the baptism, and rejected those who walked in it, we don't even know where they're at. I can't find them. I mean, I want to search them up, but where are they? What did they do? But let me tell you what God did with this man who said, I want more. He was willing to say, I don't care whatever that was. I know I was saved, but I want more. I'm willing to humble myself and say, I want more. And he said, I want this promise. And then what happened was, with him, God used him to plant churches around the world, to build a Bible school that launched missionaries and pastors around the world that are still ministering all around the world today, even though he's in heaven, because of the power of the Holy Spirit. He's still affecting the earth today. One man who said, I want the promise of God.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org. We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to
VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world, television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. It's obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices that just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it. You can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. There's so many different areas.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about ISIS, Iran, Mexican gangs, United States of America, and the Great Distraction. And so we're seeing this progression of this happening in the earth. And no, it's not a movie. This is the real deal. And we see, we're seeing people sell out America. We're seeing people sell out Israel and sell out the way of the world for a new, like a new vision that somebody might have. But I want to encourage you as I'm talking about this, that when, you know, true evil is when good men do nothing. And so when you stand up, there's actually more of you than there are of these handful of folks that are wanting to do something, you know, evil strategies for the world. But if most folks sit back and go, you're, you know, just trying to do my job, trying to take care of my family, trying to pay my bills. And then one day you find out life as you know it changed. And make sure we talk about the 330 million and the 530 when we're talking about the election coming up. And so when you think about this, all of a sudden, you know, before we went to break, we're talking about this. I was talking about it, that you couldn't even mention jihad, which is holy war in the name of Allah, directed by the writings of Muhammad in the Quran. And you can't just go, well, that's just crazy faith. This is what these folks believe. When somebody believes that they can kill, they should kill for their God. Understand, they believe that. And they'll only find out when they stand before God that they were wrong, unless we tell them. And make sure you get our next program, because you're going to hear a jihadist that got saved and became a agent or helped CIA. And so we're sitting over thinking, like, what happened? I thought we were talking about, you know, Iran getting nuclear weapons. And next thing you know, we have a Muslim Brotherhood president in Egypt, and that's kind of switched over. We have somebody who outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood and said, you can't even mention jihad in my country, being attacked, and our president saying, you must go. Assad must go. I mean, he's like, and he's the one that's against the caliphate, remember? He's the one that's against the Muslim Brotherhood. He's the one that's against even mentioning jihad. So if you take out President Mubarak out of Egypt, you paint a picture for Islam. The, you know, algebra, you know, and all the things that was talked about in the context of that. And then you praise an Arab Spring going across the Arab countries, but you hold off on the Green Party and don't let the wind of America blow over and the praise blow over Iran. You just kind of ignore it. Then you go into Syria, which is north of Israel, and you say, you know, he must go, the one that outlaws, you know, jihad and says that the Muslim Brother can't be here. You're that's a ring around Israel we were talking about. That's a wind blowing around Israel. And so then you see Israel in this long war with Gaza while all this is going on. And reporters in America are supporting, you know, giving only a Palestinian perspective when Israel's for the Palestinians. It was the people, the leadership in Gaza that they were talking about. We talked about all that. And later on, the media says we had weapons pointed at us. And if we would have pointed our cameras at them, they would have killed us. Mm. So you went there to report the truth. And you, for your own life, you sold out Israel. For your own, think about this. You're standing before God. You're standing before God, which you're going to see. You know, everybody's appointed once to die, then the judgment. And all you had to do was take your camera and point down there at those children and that missile launcher with these Gaza fighters that are right there pointing, Hamas fighters. That was the battle. The battle's with Hamas there. And that's all you had to do was take your camera and just go like this. Instead, you let the lie be perpetrated and everybody believe that. And you come back and you expect us to go, oh, I understand. You saved your life for, you know, so that, you know, forget about Jacob. Who cares about Israel? You're going to answer for that. I would do everything you could in your own power and strength to go back and report the truth. Yeah. You know, and if it, think about this. So when you do stand at the judgment seat of Christ, you can say, yes, I did the first time, but I went back and I pointed my camera everywhere. I pointed it everywhere, and that's how I'm here right now, God, because they did shoot me, and I'm here. But imagine answering for that at the throne room of God, that you took your camera and didn't point it at the one who was firing weapons, Hamas, into the eye of God, the apple of God's eye, because you were scared your eye would be shot out. So you chose yourself over God. That's what's going to happen. That's the context of that. So I would encourage you to go back and, you know, greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. It's about self-preservation. Everything's like, oh, I'm glad you made it. And it's like 10,000 people are dead, you know? And it's like, doesn't it matter the trail we leave behind? Doesn't it matter the death we leave behind us? And we got so much more to talk about. We get back from this break because we're going to be talking about, well, okay, that's all taking place in the Middle East. Everybody now is focused on ISIS, and that's what we're going to be talking about when we get back, because think about this. ISIS, 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 ISIL, ISIL, ISIS, ISIS, ISIL. Nobody's going Iran, 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 nukes, nukes, nukes. Oh, yeah. One person's doing that. The Prime Minister of Israel. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy. $50
I Guy. I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, We got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
If you're a Christian, we'd like a minute of your time. We all see things are going from bad to worse in our nation and abroad. Christians are being beheaded in the Middle East. Israel is being attacked from all sides. And back home, many of our religious freedoms are under severe legal restrictions. The Lord asks us in Psalm 94:16, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers?" Throughout our nation's history, the church has been a force for good in America and abroad. It's time for the church to rise up and bring the gospel and biblical values back into every aspect of American life. We have the numbers and we have a voice. Let's use it. A new coalition has been formed by a large group of Christian organizations and ministries with a shared purpose: to mobilize Christians to rise up and make their voices heard in the public square and in the voting booth. On October 12th, we start the campaign with I Pledge Sunday 2014, The Rise of the Church, a nationwide rally via webcast, available online or at a church near you. We encourage all Christians, church leaders, and ministry leaders to go to iPledgeSunday2014.com and sign up to participate in our October 12th kickoff webcast, and then actively work to bring God back to the forefront in our nation. Together, we can change the future of America. iPledgeSunday2014.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so here we are, you know, focused. It's like we were focused on Iran at first because understand the goal of radical Islam, the goal of Iran is to push Israel into the sea, to just make, and when you hear ISIL, we talked about what that means all the land, including Israel. When you think about, it's a caliphate, it's what it is. And so ISIL means something. It really means something when our president says the words ISIL. It basically says when the CBN news reporter that was there, that was embedded with ISIS in the beginning of their process in northern Iraq, he asked the question, what is motivating these men? And they said, this is not necessarily true, but this is what the fighters, their perception was, that our president stood with them. But when you agree with ISIS to ISIL, hey, you can say what you want to, but that really, I'm sure where they could say, man, you would believe in the Levant. The Levant is that caliphate piece of land, which includes, and we talked about that, and there's a related link. You can find out more about that with this, but go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch. But listen, so here we are. I mean, this is serious. You have to understand that the cook is in the kitchen and they're making nuclear bombs right now. I mean, you think about the Manhattan Project, there's the Iran Project going on. Why? When you think about rules for radicals, and we talked about that, and you can hear this, everybody's focused now on ISIS and ISIL and all this death and tragedy, and you know, and some reason they've targeted Assad and thinking that these guys who are taking heads off are better leaders than President Assad. And it's like, really? Do you really think that? And I do want to say that no matter their motives, it was so good to be able to hear 120 Muslim leaders come together with the Council on American Islamic Relations, and 120 Muslim scholars wrote in Arabic to ISIS denouncing what they were doing. And we can talk more about that in a future program. And but we appreciate every Muslim that stands up in America and denounces what's taking place. And you know, at one time, I think it was Bridget.
Gabrielle
said that the silent majority is irrelevant. Well, 120 scholars across the world, I believe, with Islam are not silent. They stood up and they wrote a letter and they sent it to ISIS. And we'll have more about that coming up on the future. And we appreciate everybody as we stand up together for peace in the world. But so here, everybody, we're focused now on this trouble. But that's a standard procedure for Satan since the beginning, but it's a standard procedure. What was talked about in the 13 rules for radicals, you've got to create all this storm and all this problem so that the left hand's doing all this while the right hand's doing what it wants done. And it's like they're still progressing towards a nuclear weapon. So, yeah, you got to deal with this radical Islamic sect and all these things are going on, but you also have to deal with Iran. You can't, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear right here. This is CBN is reporting from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say, listen, you got to do both. You got to focus on both. Listen up. Watch.
With the military might of the world focused on militant ISIS army, Iran continues its nuclear program uninterrupted. But one Middle East leader is calling on the West not to forget the greater danger of a nuclear Iran. Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem.
For the first time in years, much of the world and many Arab countries appear unified, this time against ISIS terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, continues to sound the alarm over the danger of a nuclear Iran.
ISIS must be defeated. But to defeat ISIS and leave Iran as a threshold nuclear power is to win the battle and lose the war.
Netanyahu and other Israeli officials warn that Iran's nuclear program is what keeps them up at night. One official said that ISIS is a 5-year problem, but Iran is a 50-year problem.
And I am here to tell you that Israel is deeply concerned.
That concern, according to Intelligence Minister Yuval Steinitz, is about negotiations over Iran's nuclear program.
The Iranians have shown no real flexibility on the two main issues. The issue of the centrifuge facilities, centrifuge for enrichment of uranium, and the heavy water reactor in Iraq.
Steinitz also said Israel worries negotiators will end up with a bad deal. He maintains no deal is better than a bad deal.
No deal means that you stand by your principle, that you are not giving up, that you are not sacrificing the future of the world, that you are not sacrificing global security, that you are not ready that what happened with North Korea will repeat itself after 1 or 2 or 3 years with Iran.
And Middle East analyst Jonathan Speier comes back to the fight against ISIS and how it could ironically help Iran.
So if it becomes the paramount or the sole goal of Western policy to destroy Sunni Islamism and Sunni jihadis in these areas, the effective result of that will be, by default, so to speak, to strengthen the enemies of those forces, which are not democratic forces, they're pro-Iranian forces. The Shia Islamists align with Iran. So it's crucial to keep that bigger picture in mind, I think, if we are to avoid effectively strengthening, or even absurdly, acting in cooperation with our most dangerous enemies in the region.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is so important. So you got to ask the question, you know, what's going on? Why, you know, and you see America now, you have young folks standing up, getting involved in politics, going, stop, Mr. President, stop ISIS. And so it's working. People's eyes are focusing on ISIS. But at the same time, you know, you're looking at America's value system falling by the wayside, the very Judeo-Christian foundation this nation has is just being whittled away rapidly. Our borders are being overrun. And as you heard, as God just spoke, according to what Rick Joyner said in a dream, about that America's about to go through hell, the world's about to go through hell, but God's going to give us heavenly experiences to be able to do it. And he said it's going to be so bad that 48 states, this is, he's saying the dream, he saw this. He's not saying it in the natural. He's saying this is what he saw in the dream. The 48 states wanted to secede, which means pull away from the United States of America.
Wow.
That they begin to blame federal, the federal departments, the Washington, D.C., for the government for what's going on. But you look what's going on. It's like, you know, you can see where people could see, you know, that this thing is being, you know, laid out in a strategy and stuff. But you have to understand, as the church, we understand this. That many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail. Mm. We have sinned. We have done evil in the Lord's sight. But if we turn back to God and we repent, despite what evil men's practices are, God will stop this disaster. He will heal our land and he'll forgive our sins. They're just tools to be able to understand that, you know, a storm's being fashioned against us for what we did. And we are the key. The church is the key. You know, people who don't follow God, who don't want anything to do with God, they're not the key to turning things around. It's us. It's God's people who are called by his name. Mm. If we humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, I know it seems kind of like, well, how could that not be the problem? It's like, they're just a byproduct of our rebellion.
Mm.
That they're a byproduct. And all of a sudden, just like Jehoshaphat, when God was dealing with him, you know, he turned, and God turned and defeated his enemy. That's what God wants us to do. And so we don't have a lot of time. So we understand. So in that he talks about these Mexican or these Spanish gangs coming into, or Spanish, and I've saw gangs, God showed me gangs, coming into America doing, he saw, worse crimes to Americans than ISIS is going on. I saw organized crime and rapidly moving across the nations. But it's just so important to understand that this whole thing is coming against humanity. This is an organized effort. As George Soros would say, you have to ease her down gently. And people truly, men still want hegemony. They still want to rule the world. And Hitler tried to do it through force. Now they're doing it through strategy. They're doing it through the same tactics that Lucifer used, that the book that you hear me talk about and taught about called the, you know, Saul Alinsky, the 13 Rules for Radicals. They dedicated that book to Lucifer because he was the first one that used it and got his own kingdom, they said. As a matter of fact, this stuff is here and coming here to America, and we have to alert ourselves. Listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church in His Presence.
I have a question. Where is the urgency? There is none. You hear me? There is none. But let me just say this to you while I got your attention. I want to make it clear. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, and all the persecution is going to remain against the Coptic Christians in Egypt, and you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iran against the born-again people, if you think that's all going to remain over there, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. Did you hear about the girl the other day in school? Somebody sneezed and she said, God bless you. And they sent her to the principal's office and expelled her for saying, God bless you. And they said, we will not have the name of God spoken in this classroom. Please hear me. This is already underway. It's already getting traction. And the closer we get to the coming of Christ, you're going to be persecuted also. You said, Brother Kilpatrick, will I face the sword? Will I face death? I don't know. I have no idea. But all I'm asking you is this. If you want to leave church now with somebody that won't even shake your hand, and you want to pout and leave the church because somebody didn't say hello to you, how are you going to keep up with horsemen whenever the horsemen begin to run? How are you going to keep up with them whenever the horsemen begin to gallop? You can't keep up with the footman now. How are you going to keep up with that? Well, I'm going to leave the church because Brother Kilpatrick didn't shake my hand. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. I don't even want to hear it. That's childish. In the day that we're living in, you ought to be ashamed for speaking such a thing. It's time to grow up and be men and women of God and be in our post of duty.
This is so important because this charge, you know, it's just right. It's right in line with, you know, we can just sit back and let this happen to us, or we can take our post. And Jeremiah 12:5 says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thicket by the Jordan? This is where we are. You have to strengthen yourself in the Lord. You need to get in an abiding relationship with God. This is not an option. I mean, you got, he says here, is this what he says? And talks to us, the church in Revelation. He says, hear what the Spirit says to the church. Why? Because these things start happening in the earth, but he says his Spirit will lead us. And so what happens is, you know, you won't have to have anything. You'll have God, and God will say, go left, go right, do this, do that, because you'll have this abiding relationship with God. If you don't know how to abide with the Lord, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You need to begin to abide now and get used to hearing his voice. As I said, that tomorrow is the second blood moon and the four blood moons. We have an election coming up that we'll have to talk about in our next program. November the 4th. We have to pay attention. Understand, America, you are the king in America. The people are the king. They're the leaders. We're the ones that issue edicts. Understand that there's 330 million people in the population. And there's only 530 folks in Washington, D.C. In Rick Joyner's dream, he saw the 330 million, a large percentage of them, running after the 530. But God's going to deal with the 330 million because we're the ones that sent those 530 leaders into Washington, D.C. We have to understand it's not about Washington, D.C. It's about the 330 million. It's about us. I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that my issue was me. It's for us to do what's right and begin to abide today. Don't panic. Get close to God. Have strength. Stand your watch. It's time to stand your watch. And if you're around somebody that's sleeping and they're just playing church, you got to get to a fellowship of believers that's ready to stand in these difficult times. Understand, deliverance is ahead, but we got to get through this time of weeping, this time of tears. And think about this. If we stumbled in the safe country of America, how are we going to manage in this thicket of what God has shown us is coming to the world and coming to America that's in our country now?
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing more beautiful than family. I know you may have had some difficult experiences in your natural family. A family reunion might put chills up your spine. But listen, the family of God is not like that. When you find out that you get around a family who honors their father, who honors Father God, who have in common their loyalty to Jesus Christ and a desire to follow his ways. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Listen, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches. You may have tried everything, but it's time just to be. It's time to be the church. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you're ready to take the step and again say, you know what? I believe that I can be family, the family of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's for you. Go to VineFellowshipNetwork.org, VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening in America. But this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.